Well, folks, let's gather them all up. Kin folks, in-laws, all your friends. It's time for Jamming and Join with JR again, and we're glad you're joining us. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, whenever you get a chance to tune us in. I'm J.R. Smith, your host for Jamming and Join with J.R. And Texas Independence Day is coming up, and a couple of these guys are going to be down at Luckenbach for the celebration. Welcome, Doug and Randy.
Hey, howdy.
Howdy.
J.R.
You got your Texas flag flying from your truck, probably. Anyway, yeah. Well, you've been here enough times, you certainly know the drill, so I think we'll pay a bill or two.
The main reason to go to Fort Stockton is the new bakery Besitos de Azúcar, and then you can go to Walmart and come back afterwards to take home some more treats. When you make your way to Fort Stockton, Texas, pass the huge roadrunner at the main traffic light headed east. Stop by at Besitos de Azúcar Bakery for some delicious fresh bread and so much more. The menu is amazing with a variety of breakfast and lunch items as well. No added preservatives and baked fresh daily. Besitos de Azúcar at 302 East Dickinson Boulevard. You won't leave starving.
Okay, folks, get your bucket list out. Under Fort Davis, Javelina and Hollyhocks, and the 50-50 Trading Company better be at the top of your list. Open 7 days a week in downtown Fort Davis. Southwestern bags for the ladies, Southwest-style blankets, cowhide purses and wallets, and Native American local jewelry, old-school toys, books, souvenirs, T-shirts, cow skulls, longhorns, Javelina and Hollyhocks, 50-50 Trading Company, stores you have to see to believe in Fort Davis, Texas. Well, folks, I'll tell you, there's a big, shiny stand-up bass next to me. And if you come to the Cowboy Church here, you see it all the time. And tell us who you have with you today, Doug.
All right, Randy Roberts with his big, shiny aluminum bass. Yeah. The Alcoa Aluminum Company in 1930, right?
1930, yeah, that's right.
Howdy, it's
everybody.
A pretty cool bass. If you've seen it, do you take that one to Cowboy Church, Randy?
A lot of times I do, yes.
Oh, and it is shiny and it has a great sound.
Yep. Well, like you said, we're talking about Texas Independence Day, and also today is Leap Year Day, whatever.
That's correct.
So there's certain people. My daughter's friend was born on this day, so she's 4.
Okay. Oh, yes.
She's only had 3 birthdays. Okay. This is her 4th.
Maybe if they do that on Christmas, I'd be better off with my grandkids. Once every 4 years. Okay, what are you going to start us off with?
Well, Jack? I'm thinking of songs. We're going to do some Texas Independence songs as we are on the radio here. But I'm thinking of some West Texas songs to start with. I was in Alpine last week or 2 weeks ago when they had the Cowboy Poetry Gathering.
Yeah.
And I was going to sing this song at the breakfast. We did not have time. Me and Randy took a paying gig, so we were not in town.
Uh-huh.
But maybe next year they'll pay us to be here. So that's my suggestion to the Alpine Poetry Gathering.
Well,
it's to pay me and Randy to not leave.
You can always know that the weather will be great until breakfast time, and then it gets a little chilly.
So I'm going to sing them a breakfast song that I wanted to sing at breakfast, but I did not get to.
Okay.
Dang, what was the first line?
Heading back to the ranch.
Yeah, heading back to the ranch. 1 second. Heading back to the ranch, gonna check up on the cattle. Been dancing all night to the big bass fit. Swinging my lady, singing them songs. I gotta get home early, cause the feed is done. When the bell rings, I'll be first in line. I ain't one to miss cowboy breakfast time.
Biscuits and gravy, bacon on the side, eggs over easy, beans refried, chili verde sauce. I make some mighty fine eating. Dress up the kids for it's Sunday to go to meet. Yeah. If there's a biscuit left, pass me the jailer. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a biscuit lover fella. Hot or cold, hard or old, even been known to scrape off the mold. That ain't true, then
me and a biscuit, one of us will be gone.
Biscuits and gravy, bacon on the side, eggs over easy, beans refried,
chili verde salsa makes it mighty fine eating. Dress up the kids for it's son to go to meet. Yeah. Yeah, heading back to the ranch, gonna check up on the cattle. I had a good time, gotta get back in the saddle. Riding by the moon, singing this tune, yeah, all week long, tired of leftover stew. I dream all night, come Sunday morning, at the Dutch oven, all buttery and warm.
Biscuits and gravy, bacon on a side, eggs over easy, beans refried,
chili verde salsa makes a mighty fine eating. Dress up the kids for it's son to go to meeting you. Dress up the kids for it's son to go to meeting you. Jailer on a biscuit's mighty fine eating you.
Well, that would have been most appropriate.
We were there for just a minute early on the Friday morning, and then we had to drive. But I do enjoy the cowboy gathering, and I was just putting in my 2 cents that I'd like to be a part of it next year.
Well, that's all
right to the air.
Well, your daddy can tell you about a lot of them.
He's been there. That's why I started my performing career, 1987.
Uh-huh.
I did a poem or two. I did The Gall Darn Wheel and a poem called Reincarnation.
Okay.
And I did another one. That was the kids.
The kids.
They had the kids' poetry part. So.
Kids' competition.
That's what started it. And then I started playing fiddle.
Yeah, and you've gotten a little beyond kids' competition now.
I still know those poems, though. You know?
Oh.
What is reincarnation? A cowpoke asked his friend. His pal replied, well, it comes when your life has reached its end. They comb your hair and wash your neck and clean under your fingernails, and they throw you in this padded box away from life's travails. Now the box in you goes in a hole that's been dug in the ground, and after a while, a single flower grows on your lonely mound. Now this... Let's see how's it go. Then say by chance a horse wanders by and grazes upon this posy that once was you, or on this flower that once was you and now has become his vegetative bower. Now this flower that the horse ate up with his other feed goes to make bone, fat, and muscle, essential to the steed, but some is left that he can't use, so it passes on through, and here lies upon the ground this thing that once was you. Now you ask what I think, and if you've, I'd say, well, how'd it go? I say, Bill, you hadn't changed all that much.
Oh, no, my word.
One line in there in the end, I can't
yes,
remember.
Yes, well.
That was fun to do it like a, as
I'm
a
sure
kid.
You broke them up that day. Oh. Well,
I can't remember who wrote that song. Wrote that poem,
we put down the guitar. We picked up the git fiddle.
I did pick up a fiddle. We'll play a couple songs now. So I've been catching up on my Texas history this week by watching both versions of the Alamo,
uh-huh.
The new one and the old one. And I watched, there's another one called 13 Days of Glory.
Yes.
That happened. I didn't get the book read, Randy. Sorry, I just found the movie and I watched it.
Oh.
But I did read a few chapters and the movie follows the book pretty close. And it's...
Well, I played Jim Wilson's Come to the Bower.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I need to learn that one also.
Oh, yeah.
So we're doing on March 2nd, which is Texas Independence Day, we're playing Lukenbach, and they do a big ceremony there where they retire a Texas flag, and they have Texas Rangers there, and lots of members of all law enforcement anyway, representing of Texas law enforcement anyway. And then we're playing that evening at what is called the West Pole, and it is the headquarters for all Texas history, knowledge, and yapping. It's not written down. It's just old men talking about Texas history, really. We're going to go play some songs.
Remember the Alamo.
Remember the Alamo, by golly. So we'll play a couple songs in that regard. But I'm going to start with one that's historical, but not exactly about the Alamo. But it has to do with Davy Crockett. See, Crockett was rode with Jackson in the early days. So we'll play this one. (Laughs) In 1814, we took a little trip along Colonel Jackson down to mighty Mississippi. Took a little bacon and we took a little beans. We caught the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. Fired our guns and the British kept a coming. Wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began a running down to Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. Ran so fast the hounds couldn't catch them down in Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we looked down the river till we seen the British come. There must have been 100 of them beating on a drum. Stepped so high we could hear the bugles ring. We hid behind the cotton bales and didn't say a thing. Fired our guns and the British kept a coming. Wasn't quite as many as it was a while ago. Fired once more and they began a running down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah. The old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if it didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eyes. Our fire till we saw their faces well. Opened up squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. Wasn't quite as many as it was a while ago. Once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Wait, Randy, I had to get a drink of water. This song made me really thirsty. I'm used to. Okay. Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. Ran so fast the hounds couldn't catch them down to Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. Then we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. Fiddlehead cannonballs and powdered his behind. When we touched off the powder, gator lost his mind. Fired our guns and the British kept a coming. Wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began a running down to Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. Ran so fast the hounds couldn't catch him down to Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Whoa! Yeah! Ha! Yo!
Sorry, I spilled the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Crockett had a problem with Jackson. And it kind of came out in his political career in 1830s. And Crockett said, you know what? Y'all all can go to hell. I'm going to Texas.
Exactly.
And he started walking to Texas with a whole bunch of men. And by the time he got to Texas, he'd rounded up quite a few walking with him.
Yeah.
And he decided where he wanted to go where the action was, the biggest action that he thought would happen. So he went, they ended up going to Alamo.
Right.
And, but at the time, Crockett was probably one of the most famous people in America. I mean, they had a play going about him. The dime store novels were already happening and all sorts of stuff writing about, you know, the Lion of the West and this guy that could, you know, whoop a bear and what does he do? Put lipstick on a pig. I don't know.
He killed a bunch of bears.
He killed a bunch of bears.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, they used to say all
Fess Parker made a coonskin caps awful popular.
Yeah,
anyway. He sure did.
Yeah, and they say Crockett actually didn't wear a coonskin cap. Nope. If he did, it was only after the guy wore it as him portrayed in that play. So, but you do what you got to do to garner attention if you need it. But what's interesting, though, he brought a whole lot of attention to Texas by coming here
sure.
and fighting with the rest of the men. And he also brought a lot of energy to that side of it. And I thought in this newest Alamo movie with Billy Bob Thornton playing Davy Crockett, I thought it was a good portrayal in my estimation of all the stuff I've read about Crockett and his personality and his gumption.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote this song about that idea of Crockett entertaining the men and bringing, you know, from the perception of another guy that was there that didn't have anything but, you know, was proud to be a part of what was going to be created as Texas. Letter I write, I'll be fine, we'll win the fight, 'cause Crockett played his fiddle tonight. Many men are scared to death, but I am by his side. I'll be fine, we'll win the fight, 'cause Crockett played his fiddle tonight. Is charging hard, the cannon flares up bright. I'll be fine, we'll win the fight, 'cause Crockett played his fiddle tonight. Lord have mercy on my soul, and if I lose my life, I'll be fine if all is right. I'll play my fiddle with Crockett tonight. Ha!
Well, there's a cemetery in Graham where his wife is buried, and they have quite a monument there to her.
There's also a Crockett monument in Ozona, which is Crockett County.
Okay.
It's very large, and it was very hard to transport. I just found out this story. It was actually commissioned by Crockett, Texas, the town.
Okay.
And it got shipped to the wrong place. But it would have cost so much to ship it to the right place that it just stayed there, so the story goes. Oh. So there's a huge, nice monument in Ozona also.
Yeah. Texas has a story or two. Oh, yeah.
Well, Crockett, he played the fiddle, you know, and he used to, when he was politicking, he would... he'd go to like a shooting match or something where there'd be a big gathering of men. Because back then, it's the men that voted. It wasn't women, but it was. It's not that it was just men that voted. It was the head of the household or landowner that voted. Because if you weren't a landowner or the head of a household, you really didn't have any right having say in your representation.
Okay.
Because you didn't really exactly own property. But if you did, that's how it worked. So Crockett would go where all the men were at the shooting events, pass a bottle of whiskey around. Stand on the stump, play a little fiddle, and get everybody liking him. Of course, he would shoot better than anybody there, too. So, and then he would be like, oh, by the way, I'm running for office, and blah, blah, you know. He kind of eased him into
his political smart about him.
Yeah, he was politically smart. But then, you know, when he got tired of all the politics of Washington, he decided, well, Texas is the new frontier, and that if they're going to create a nation, he was going to come help. And unfortunately, he didn't get to help. He helped a lot by bringing attention to it, by going to the Alamo. But unfortunately, he was lost early in the fight, along with Travis, along with all the rest of the men. But that interested me, the fiddle part. And there's a story about his fiddle leaving with the spoils of war after the Alamo and made it all the way back to Mexico City, where during the Mir expedition, which is about 9 or 10 years later, maybe less than that, 44. Anyway, that one of the soldiers there went in a thrift shop and found that fiddle. It had Crockett scratched in the side of it somewhere. So they decided it was probably Crockett's. He took it back to Texas, and it ended up in an attic somewhere. After the Civil War, a house got burned, but it was saved out of that and got moved to somebody else's property and stored. I mean, it was found in early 1900s, 1910 or 11. Someone found it and realized it was Crockett's fiddle.
Yeah.
And somehow it ended up with someone in San Antonio. And in 1836, they did a celebration of, you know, 100 years of the Alamo, after the Alamo.
Uh-huh.
And they had that fiddle there, and someone played it. And then it went back in storage again, and until 1953, a guy named Red River Dave had a song about Alamo, or about San Antone, and he found out about that fiddle and used it to record with, and then had it at a, they did a thing in front of the Alamo and did this big dance in 53, and someone played that fiddle there, and then it disappeared again.
Disappeared.
So I don't know where it is now, and it would be interesting to see if that even existed to begin with, or just write a song about it.
Right.
And well, bring it up. But we'll do a... So speaking
you,
of the 50s...
You haven't carved anything on your fiddle. I don't
know. No, but I would carve Crockett. So then there's another part of it. People that were fans of Crockett would carve Crockett on their own fiddle, too.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say if,
okay.
if it's a true story or not, you know, or really belonged to Crockett at the Alamo. So,
and another good Texas story.
Yeah, Texas story. And I've read lots of Frank...
But you should carve Crockett and a fiddle.
Yeah, I could. In fact, could. I've been carving today. Yesterday, I don't know if you noticed, we got an inch and a half almost of rain in Fort Davis. It's pretty good.
Wonderful.
I know there's a lot of rain standing around here.
Yeah.
So
somebody's rain dance good. Worked.
Yeah. But I couldn't get none of my carving done yesterday, so I was busting it today to get wood carving done. That's why I keep coughing them. I keep breathing in sawdust off my own clothes. But I want to do a... So back... Now we're up to the 50s in Crockett and the Disney show. And you talk about Fess Parker. Here's that song. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I almost did the wrong one. How's it go? Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett,
king of the wild frontier,
Randy.
Well, he fought single-handed through the Indian Wars till the Creeks was whipped, peace was restored. While he was handling that lofty chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy Crockett, man who don't know fear. I went off to Congress to serve a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. He told Washington, I heard tell, going to Texas, you can go to hell. Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. Yeah, well, he come back home, his politicking done. The Western March just begun. Grabbed his gear and his trusty gun. Set out a fiddle and a following the sun. Davy Crockett, leading the pioneer. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Well, folks, we're having a lot of fun with Doug Moreland and Randy Roberts getting ready to go to Luckenbach and celebrate Texas Independence Day. Yep. And you can stream us anytime, 4:05 p.m. on Thursday, 8 p.m. on Friday, 10:05 a.m. on Saturday morning by going to bigbenradio.com and clicking on the KALP 92.7 FM icon, and that is all Central Standard Time. And you could go to any of your favorite podcast app and look for Jammin' and Join and hear these past shows. And we'll have these guys on a podcast probably in 3 or 4 weeks, something like that, where you can listen to it any time of day you want to. So,
well, cool.
I've run off at the mouth enough. Let's have some more music.
That's all right. We're just talking about Texas. So, Crockett came all the way across here to all the way across the country, per se, to help start a new nation. And it was a lot of work to start a new nation back then. And I myself decided to start my own nation. I'm the only one in it right now, but it's called the Nation of the Tejas Coalition, so okay. Or Tejas Nation for short. And I did it. All I did was get a domain name. I didn't have to fight a bunch of Mexicans. But times have changed.
Yeah.
But because of some of those guys fighting back then, I could do things like that, which is simply have the freedom to live in this country and be a Texan. And I appreciate it very much. All the men that died and all the ones that wrote down the history enough where we can learn from it. There's a lot of debate on what is true, but that's beside the point. You got to learn from what has happened and not repeat it again. So Texas is...
Well, somebody asked
a
Lakota Brave or a Lakota up in Montana about the Custer Monument, what they thought about that. And he said, we don't tear down monuments. We use them to teach the kids the difference in right and wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, don't erase your history. You're not going to learn. You would exactly. Repeat it, you know. So, but Crockett was, when he traveled, he was a bear hunting. He was the bear hunter of the bear huntingest dudes there ever was. And he used to feed, when he rode with Jackson, he used to feed the whole army a lot of times because he was the only guy that could hit everything he shot.
Yeah.
So he got used for that more than he liked. So, like, why can't y'all get as good as me?
Yeah, if he'd lived a little longer, it might have ended up a little different.
He was 49 years old when he walked to Texas.
So. Oh, mercy.
And I was, I'm 49 right now, Randy.
Wow.
Talking about David Crockett. So we're going to do a song I wrote. And with him in mind, I wrote this song. But the biggest and only grizzly bear killed in Texas was back maybe 1900, 1890s. I can't. The date is debatable right now of exactly when it was because it wasn't written down very much. But in the near Sawtooth Mountain over here in the Davis Mountains, they killed a bear that was 1,100 pounds, nearly 1,200 pounds. It was a guesstimate. But they have a name for it at the Smithsonian. Like they gave it its own Latin name, something. What is bear in Latin, Randy?
Ursulus.
Ursulus Texanus is what it's called. Texanus. I like that, too. That'd be a good name of a kid.
Sure.
So this is our hunting bear song. Goes like this.
Hunting bear, hunting bear, load that wagon, beans and bacon, saddle them horses, the dogs and band, off to the mountains for bear. Grab your rifle, holster your pistol, check your knife edge, kiss your missus. Hunting bear, we're off to the mountains for bear. I was born here, I was raised here, I go hunting bear every year. Up in the morning at 5 o'clock, yeah, we're off to the mountains for bear. Black bears all we ever seen, eating nuts and berries, selling meat. But some been up there killing sheep, and we're off to the mountains for bear. Hunting bear, load that wagon, beans and bacon, settle them horses, the dogs and band, we're off to the mountains for bear. Grab your rifle, holster your pistol, check your knife edge, kiss your missus. Hunting bear, we're off to the mountains for bear. Well, the story's told of a giant creature like a Brahma bull that could up and meet you. Killed a cow and a third grade teacher, and we're off to the mountains for bear.
black bear all he ever, no, see, stood as tall as a cottonwood tree, 9 foot wide, old and mean, had the devil in his eye, looking at me, and I killed that mountain of a bear. Hunting bear, hunting bear, load that wagon, beans and bacon, settle them horses, the dogs and band, rob to the mountains for bear. Grab your rifle, holster your pistol, check your knife, kiss your missus. Hunting bear, we're off to the mountains for bear.
Well, they hit a bear with a vehicle west of town, and since I've been here, they've had two black bears come through town.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're coming back.
Well, I think it had to do with the really dry country down south, and they just come looking, and they get hungry, and they get tired of tearing up Ronnie Dodson's deer feeder down south. And
well, it's my thought that Crockett, had he survived the Texas War for Independence, would have made his way west. And I think he would have ended up out here probably killing bears. But there were so many bears out in the mountains here. They used to have a contest there in the Davis Mountains. And I think the last guy to win it shot 157 bears in one winter.
Wow. Mm.
And that was Max Sproul in like 31.
Yeah.
1931. And that was the end of the bears until one showed up around Kent and someone hit it with a car, and that's all the only reason they knew the bears were back. That was back like in 98 or so, but now they're coming back. The Mexican bears have been coming up.
Yes. Well, you don't want to hit one with a car or truck, that's for sure.
I bet it makes a greasy mess.
Yeah. I think the one, they said it really tore up the vehicle that hit the one west of town here.
Yeah.
That he ended up at the museum.
Oh, the bear or the guy?
Yeah, the bear.
Oh. The car.
Oh.
Because I've seen some crushed up cars over there in Marfa, and they call it art, but I don't know. Judd.
Well, you go up by Amarillo, if they didn't burn up, they got them stuck in the ground.
Oh, man.
That's Cadillacs.
I called a friend yesterday. I sent a message to him. I said, hey, how's it going? Heard y'all are having a barbecue. He wrote right back, my friend Britt Sturgeon. Yeah. He lives in Canadian. He says, man, it's devastation. They have a big ranch there, the Ramp Ranch, and they lost the headquarter house and a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
80 miles long, I heard on the news today.
I mean, it looked like it was raining there today.
It's snowing and raining. And
not to put it out, no.
Not enough to not really enough. Help, they said.
It just evaporates right before it gets over it because it's hot.
Oh, well.
Man, well, Fort Davis has dealt with that kind of fire in the Rock House fire. They call it. I think they call this one the Smoke House, but the Rock House fire in 2011. Yep. Oh, we got a fire song.
You do.
I can't remember it.
Okay.
How dare you?
How dare you try to do that right now? You'll never remember it.
Oh, well.
I do want to do. I want to do one more definitely, and if we think of another one, we'll do it. But my friend Terry Booth, he's a great Texan and great historian. And he always puts together events that are Texas related and kind of gathers lots of Texan historian type people together. And Randy and I both always try to help him out any way we can. But he asked me last year to learn this song, Ballad of the Alamo by Marty Robbins.
Okay.
And it was quite a chore. Because it's written by Dimitri Toynkin, I think is how you say his name. And
he knows Webster, a lot of chords.
Paul Webster.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're movie writers. And I was trying to figure out where this song came from. And then as I watched that Alamo movie, the John Wayne one, it is the bed music for the whole movie.
Yeah.
Is this Ballad of the Alamo song. And then it has Marty Robbins singing it, too.
Okay.
In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antonio, fortress stands in ruin that the weeds have overgrown. You may search in vain for crosses, but you'll never see a one.
Sometimes between the rising and the setting of the sun, you can hear the ghostly bugle. The men go marching by, you can hear them as they answer the roll call in the sky. Davy Crockett. Let's see, what was it?
Randy, I'm so sorry. I was so doing so good.
Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more. Captain Dixon, Jim Bowie, president accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go. Fortify the Alamo, you may never see your loved ones. Travis told them that day, those who want to can leave now. Those who fight to the death, let them stay. Well, let's see, 185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again, and he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. The troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Yeah, well, twice he charged in blue recall. On the fatal third time, Santa Ana breached the wall, and he killed them one and all. And the bugles are silent, and there's rust on each sword, and a small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antone, like a statue on a pinto, rides a cowboy alone. He can see the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Ana's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar. His eyes turn misty and his heart begins to glow. He takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo. To 13 days of glory at the siege of the Alamo.
Well, folks, we've been listening to Doug Marlin and Randy Roberts today. Get ready to sing in Lukenbach, Texas for Texas Independence Day on March 2nd. Yeah,
God bless Texas. And yes. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, Texas cannot secede from the Union because it never ceded to the Union in the first place. By God. Oh. So I'm a Texan, then I'm an American. And then if someone really wants me to be part of the U.S., I can, but no.
Yeah.
I'm a Texan first.
Texas through and through. And folks, stream us on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, 4:05 p.m. on Thursday, 8 p.m. on Friday, 10:05 a.m. on Saturday morning on BigBenRadio.com, all Central Standard Time, and click on that KALP 92.7 FM icon and promise me you'll be back, fellas. We have
we'll
so
be back.
Much fun. All righty.
The main reason to go to Fort Stockton is the new bakery, Besitos de Azúcar, and then you can go to Walmart and come back afterwards to take home some more treats. When you make your way to Fort Stockton, Texas, pass the huge roadrunner at the main traffic light headed east. Stop by at Besitos de Azúcar Bakery for some delicious fresh bread and so much more. The menu is amazing with a variety of breakfast and lunch items as well. No added preservatives and baked fresh daily. Besitos de Azúcar at 302 East Dickinson Boulevard. You won't leave starving.
Okay, folks, get your bucket list out. Under Fort Davis, Javelina and Hollyhocks, and the 50-50 Trading Company better be at the top of your list. Open 7 days a week in downtown Fort Davis. Southwestern bags for the ladies, Southwest-style blankets, cowhide purses and wallets, and Native American local jewelry, old-school toys, books, souvenirs, T-shirts, cow skulls, longhorns, Javelina and Hollyhocks, 50-50 Trading Company, stores you have to see to believe in Fort Davis, Texas.